Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Power versus Force by David R. Hawkins. This enlightening book explores how everyone can access their inherent inner power to transform not only their own lives, but also profoundly impact others. Through exploring concepts of consciousness, intention, and discernment, Hawkins guides readers to discover their personal truths and pursue more fulfilling, impactful lives. David R. Hawkins was not only a nationally renowned physician and psychiatrist, but also a spiritual teacher and researcher, whose work earned him accolades such as the Huxley Award for his significant contributions to alleviating human suffering. He was the founding director of the Institute for Spiritual Research, Inc., and his teachings have reached audiences from Harvard University to Westminster Abbey. This book is a must-read for those intrigued by alternative theories of science and humanity, individuals grappling with major life doubts, and anyone eager to learn more about the interplay between power and force in our lives. Join us as we summarize and analyze how Hawkins' groundbreaking insights can be applied in everyday situations. Power versus Force: The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. Introduction. What it means to choose power over force. Imagine navigating a world where every decision and action could be approached not with coercion or brute strength, but with a profound sense of calm and effectiveness. That's the distinction between using force and tapping into true power, a theme explored deeply in Power versus Force. While force might appear effective, it's often coercive and can lead to resistance and negative consequences. Power, on the other hand, is more about integrity and influence. It arises from within, and it influences without causing harm or opposition. This subtle yet significant difference can change how we interact with the world and ourselves. Think of force as a bulldozer, powerful but clumsy and disruptive. Power, in its essence, is more like gravity, silent yet omnipotent, influencing all without effort or malice. By choosing the path of power, you're not just avoiding the pitfalls of force. You're embracing a journey that promotes peace, sustainability, and genuine influence. Power does not seek to overpower or dominate. Instead, it's the strength that comes from authenticity and alignment with one's true values. And the beauty is, it's available to everyone, regardless of position or status. By understanding the dynamics of power versus force, we can start to make more enlightened choices, ones that foster growth, understanding, and positive impact. This concept has profound implications not just for personal growth, but also for leadership, relationships, and societal change. Embrace the slow-burning fire of true power, and you'll see how it transforms challenges into opportunities and conflicts into collaboration, paving the way for a more harmonious and effective interaction with the world. Part 1. Elevate your consciousness and unlock true power. Imagine having the ability to transform your life by merely shifting how you perceive and engage with the world. This transformation starts with something deep within us, our level of consciousness. Think of consciousness as a vast landscape stretching before you, filled with varying terrains that represent different emotional and psychological states. At the lower end, filled with dark valleys, are debilitating states like shame and guilt. These low-lying areas are heavy with negative energy, weighing us down and shackling us to our most primitive survival instincts. But as you climb higher, the view changes dramatically. When you reach a level like 200, marked by courage, the horizon begins to clear, allowing us to face challenges head-on and embrace responsibility. Further up, at 500, resides love, a powerful, all-encompassing force that heals and connects, bringing out the best in us and those around us. The author uses a scale from 1 to 1,000 to describe these levels. At the very bottom, we find shame, painfully holding us back at a level 20. Guilt hovers just above at 30, keeping us from feeling deserving of love and joy. Fear, a slightly higher but still limiting state, resides at 100, filling our days with anxiety and doubt. But beyond 200, as we ascend towards love at 500 and even enlightenment at 700, we transcend average human experiences, tapping into higher spiritual awareness and realizing a profound connection to all of existence. At these heightened states of consciousness, not only does personal transformation occur, but we also gain the ability to profoundly impact the collective reality. Each upward step in our consciousness expands our perspective and enhances our ability to operate from a place of genuine power rather than destructive force. This shift doesn't just change us, it has the potential to change our communities and even the world. By understanding this scale, we recognize the imperative to elevate our consciousness. But consciousness is just one part of the equation. It sets the stage for harnessing power. The next step is leveraging our intentions, the fuel that propels us on this transformative journey. Part 2, harnessing the transformative power of intention. Imagine approaching each day not as a random sequence of events, but as a carefully crafted narrative guided by your deepest aspirations. This isn't just about having goals, it's about setting intentions, which are powerful determinants of our reality. Setting a clear intention is like drawing a map for the day ahead. It defines where you want to go and fuels your drive to get there. But it's not just about reaching a destination, it's about how the journey transforms you and those around you. Clarity is the cornerstone of robust intention. When you're clear about what you want to achieve, aligned with your higher levels of consciousness, your intentions have the power to mobilize energy in ways that transcend the mundane. Whether you're aiming to improve personal well-being or seeking to make a positive impact in your community, clarity amplifies your resolve. For instance, consider a personal goal like improving your health. By setting a clear intention to prioritize exercise and nutritious eating, each choice you make throughout the day becomes part of a larger, purpose-driven context. This isn't just beneficial for you, it sets a positive example for your network, encouraging others to embark on their health journeys. Now, let's think on a wider scale. If you're an entrepreneur, your business could be an agent of change within your community. Setting intentions to operate ethically and sustainably influences not only your business practices, but also contributes positively to the social and economic fabric of your community. The ripple effects can be profound, inspiring others to follow suit and fostering a culture of responsibility and support. The power of intention thus extends far beyond personal achievement. It has the potential to initiate communal transformations and forge paths to collective upliftment. However, even the best laid plans encounter challenges. This is where the art of surrender plays a pivotal role. It's not about giving up, it's about recognizing that there are forces bigger than ourselves at play. Understanding when to push forward and when to let go is crucial in mastering true power, a concept we will explore next in our journey. Part 3. Embrace surrender as a pathway to empowerment. Often misunderstood, surrender is far from a sign of weakness. It represents a profound strength and a foundational aspect of true power. Unlike resignation, which is passive, surrender is an active process that involves consciously releasing control over the outcomes we cannot predict or direct. In our modern lives, dominated by planning and control, surrender invites us to step into the flow of life with an open heart and a clear mind. It's about trusting that the journey we're on is the right one, even when it takes unexpected turns. This level of trust transforms potential obstacles into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Surrender is not about giving up on our dreams or compromising our goals. Instead, it's about recognizing and accepting the limits of our control, allowing us to move forward in harmony with life's inherent unpredictability. This acceptance opens us up to experiences and insights we might otherwise miss if we were too focused on a fixed outcome. Consider Nelson Mandela's remarkable story. His long imprisonment could have easily led to a spirit of defeat and bitterness. However, Mandela chose the path of surrender, not to the injustices he faced, but to the anger and resentment that could have destroyed him from the inside. This profound surrender allowed him to emerge as a pivotal leader who could guide his nation toward reconciliation and peace. On a daily scale, think of a business leader facing a market downturn. By surrendering to the reality of the situation rather than fighting it, they might discover innovative approaches and new markets, turning a potential disaster into an opportunity for expansion and success. Thus, mastering surrender does not mean removing yourself from action. It means engaging with life on a deeper level. It's about letting go of the illusion of control and embracing the moment with flexibility and resilience. Through surrender, we find resilience, adapt to change more efficiently, and open ourselves to the full tapestry of possibilities life offers, making us not only better individuals, but also stronger and more compassionate leaders. Part 4. Choosing empowerment over coercion in leadership. In the realm of leadership, the contrast between power and force is stark and tells a tale of two distinct outcomes. Force in leadership is characterized by control, coercion, and manipulation, often stemming from a leader's unresolved feelings such as anger, guilt, or shame. Such an approach may yield quick results, but at a high cost: damaged morale, eroded trust, and a lack of team cohesion. In contrast, power in leadership is rooted in influence, inspiration, and genuine empowerment. Leaders who operate from a place of power understand the importance of creating a supportive environment where individuals feel valued and motivated. This approach doesn't just generate short-term gains, but fosters long-term benefits, including innovation, collaboration, and sustained positive change. The historical figures of Mahatma Gandhi and Adolf Hitler epitomize the profound differences between these two styles. Gandhi, employing nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience, rallied millions to support India's quest for independence. His leadership was inclusive, inspiring unity and collective action, which brought about enduring change. On the other hand, Hitler's regime, underpinned by force and fear, not only caused untold destruction, but also collapsed under its own weight, leaving a legacy of devastation. In the business arena, this dichotomy is equally visible. Consider Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, known for his powerful leadership style rooted in service and valuing human relationships. Walton's approach created a positive work atmosphere that extended to interactions with customers, fostering loyalty and a strong corporate culture. This positive energy markedly contrasts with some other retail experiences, where employees might appear indifferent and disengaged. At Walmart, the presence of helpful, attentive staff reflects Walton's philosophy that a positive, engaging environment leads to better business outcomes and customer satisfaction. The narrative of Walmart illustrates that when leaders choose to empower rather than control, they not only enhance the well-being of their employees but also drive the company to greater heights. This heart-based approach engenders a strong and lasting brand loyalty that goes beyond mere transactions. Therefore, in considering what kind of leader one wishes to be, the choice between employing force or wielding power is crucial. A leader's approach can either constrain potentials or unlock immense value, leaving a lasting impact on followers and the broader organizational culture. Choosing to lead with empowerment and inspiration not only paves the way for true success, but also cultivates an environment where everyone thrives. Part 5. Navigating conflicts with empowerment, not aggression. Conflict. It's as natural as the air we breathe. Every relationship, whether interpersonal or international, will encounter disagreements due to the simple fact that we all see the world differently. Yet the way we handle these conflicts can fundamentally change their outcomes and our relationships. Traditionally, many approach conflict with force, which often escalates tensions and deepens divisions. But what if we could shift our approach? What if we could handle conflicts by tapping into a deeper power rooted in compassion, understanding, and a desire for holistic resolution? This power doesn't just quash disagreements, it transforms them. It offers a pathway to not only resolve, but also to heal and strengthen relationships. Imagine two neighbors disputing over a property line. One could escalate to legal battles, an approach rooted in force, which likely would sour relations for years to come. Alternatively, adopting a position of power, one neighbor could initiate a candid conversation, seeking to understand the other's perspective and striving for a solution that respects both parties' needs. This approach not only resolves the conflict, but might also foster a stronger, more cooperative relationship moving forward. The application of true power over force in resolving conflicts can have profound implications beyond personal disputes. In workplaces, communities, and even in global diplomacy, employing empathy, understanding, and a commitment to mutual benefits can lead to more sustainable and positive outcomes. Imagine a world where leaders at all levels resolve conflicts not by who shouts the loudest or who can impose their will on others, but by who can listen, understand, and innovate solutions that benefit all involved. Such a world is not only possible but crucial for our collective future. Therefore, the choice we face in every conflict is not merely about resolution, but about the type of world we want to create. By opting for power rooted in higher states of consciousness over the destructiveness of force, we can transform potential battlegrounds into meeting grounds, spaces where differences are not just tolerated, but valued for the growth and insights they provide. And it is in such a world that true harmony and progress can thrive. Part 6. Unlock the truth with the science of applied kinesiology. In a world teeming with information and often contradictory opinions, discerning the truth can be a daunting challenge. Whether you're a teacher shaping young minds, a politician crafting policy, or simply a citizen navigating daily life, the ability to separate fact from fiction is crucial. Enter the fascinating field of applied kinesiology, a technique that advocates a novel approach to uncovering truth through the body's physical responses. Applied kinesiology, grounded in the innovative work of Dr. George Goodhart, a pioneering physiotherapist, explores the connection between muscle strength, body organs, and various stimuli. Goodhart discovered in 1971 that muscles could weaken or strengthen based on different internal and external factors, including dietary preferences and emotional stresses. Imagine discovering that your body could literally speak to you about what foods are best for you, or how certain beliefs align with your inner truth. For instance, individuals with hypoglycemia experienced noticeable muscle weakness when exposed to sugar during testing, unveiling a direct bodily response to dietary choices. Building on Goodhart's findings, psychiatrist Dr. John Diamond advanced the field by developing behavioral kinesiology, which examines how different psychological and sensory stimuli, such as art, music, and emotional stress, affect our muscle reactions. Subsequent research showed that our body could respond to truths and falsehoods without our conscious awareness, potentially serving as a powerful tool for navigating life's moral and ethical questions. To put applied kinesiology into practice, try a simple experiment. With the help of a friend, extend one arm and attempt to maintain its strength as your friend applies pressure. During this, think of a statement or a question. If the statement is true, or if the answer is affirmative, your arm is likely to remain strong against the pressure. Conversely, if the statement is false, your arm might weaken. This method can reveal a lot about your subconscious reactions to various stimuli, including personal beliefs and emotional responses. By leveraging the insights from applied kinesiology, we gain not only a tool for assessing the truth in our complex world, but also enhance our ability to lead effectively and make decisions that are aligned with our deepest values and beliefs. As we refine our ability to interpret these bodily signals, we improve our capacity to act with certainty and power, guided by a profound sense of truth. Final summary. Power is a catalyst for positive change, a tool for leadership, and a solution for conflict resolution. Choosing to harness this innate capacity requires a careful balancing act of self-awareness and environmental sensitivity. It's akin to standing at a pivotal crossroads, where every decision and action can significantly influence personal and collective outcomes. Engaging with the deeper levels of power calls for an exploration into the states of mind that facilitate it, enabling us not just to act, but to inspire and transform. It may sound like a lofty idea, but the potential to cultivate harmony and compassion within our surroundings is very real and accessible to each of us. Imagine the possibilities if we consistently chose power over force in every facet of our lives. What shifts could we witness in our personal interactions, workplace dynamics, and broader societal structures? The prospect is not just an idealistic dream, but a viable pathway to a more empathetic and effective existence. Now is the time to explore this potential. By understanding and applying the principles of power versus force, we equip ourselves with the capability to not only navigate, but also shape our world in profound and enduring ways. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.